Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
Looking at a live picture right now of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. It is destroyed. It is a major artery through Baltimore. In fact, I was just reading a tweet from WBAL Television in Baltimore. We're going to go there live in just a moment, Dave. It said that's where Francis Scott Key was inspired to write the Star Spangled Banner. The bridge is gone.
I mean, we drove it yesterday, so it's a little shaking and hits close to heart about it since we just drove it yesterday. But my brother said there was a loud boom. My grandparents heard the loud boom from Dundalk, so it's a little crazy to think about. There's just no more Key Bridge.
And that loud boom?
Was the cargo ship running into one of the supports of the Key Bridge. And Debbie, as I was watching it on video, this was happening at 1:38 in the morning in Baltimore, so 11:30 our time. It was catastrophic, and within seconds of that cargo ship running into the support, it collapsed hundreds of feet of this bridge, and it just dropped into the water.
There were construction workers on that bridge overnight, plugging some potholes. We believe those are the six individuals that they are looking for right now in the water. That bridge just went down and went down fast. In the 9 o'clock hour, we spoke live to ABC's Derek Dennis, who was on the scene.
ABC News confirmed this early on this morning that the container ship lost propulsion, lost power as it was nearing the bridge. And in fact, the captain was able to get in contact with the bridge, radio in saying essentially mayday, and that it had lost power and that a crash was imminent. And that's exactly what happened. And so this is an accident, no nexus to terrorism, a container ship losing power, striking a critical support column for this bridge and causing it to collapse with people on the span.
Let's take you live to WBAL in Baltimore and on the impact this has had on the community.
Certainly right now, crews are looking for those individuals. So you have the unseen that are on board and stuck on board the Dolly, which was embarking on its journey to Sri Lanka. And you have the unseen in those waters somewhere as crews continue to search for these individuals and as their families await word. Again, we know that there was a crew working on the Key Bridge, fixing potholes, mm-hmm. doing what they've done millions of times before. And now we continue to look for them and hope that this can end better than it seems at this moment.
Yeah. And what he said about the men and women who've moved the world for us,
yeah.
it really puts it in perspective, because that's exactly what they do.
Yeah, absolutely,
and
absolutely.
Something telling that you're saying, when was the last time a president had something to say about something in Baltimore? We were both sitting here, and Mindy says, well, what do you think the White House is going to talk about? And I said, well, surely it's Israel in that meeting, that the come-to-Jesus right. meeting. I said, or maybe it's Ukraine.
President Biden is expected to make comments in just the next few minutes. Actually, we expected him by now, but usually, as usual, he's late. But it's supposed to happen about 10:30 our time. Comments regarding the cargo ship barreling. It just lost propulsion. It barreled into this bridge. If there is such a thing as a silver lining in a catastrophe like this, is that the bridge was the captain was able to sound the mayday alert, which stopped traffic. And Dave, you said you watched this in video unfold. It stopped traffic and traffic light at 1:30 in the morning. But unfortunately, that pothole crew was there repairing those potholes at the time. But walk us through what you saw when you were watching that video.
Once I heard that there was a mayday call, I was very interested, because you saw in the video cars going back and forth on the bridge. So I was interested, okay, was there a definitive moment? And it looks to be around 30 seconds before the collision, the final cars crossed the bridge. And then for 33 seconds, nothing was moving across the bridge. And that's when the impact from the cargo ship hits one of the support structures. And then 2 seconds later, after the collision, huge chunks of this bridge, the majority of this bridge, crashes catastrophically into the river. Now, you could see that there were 4 or 5 vehicles that were just sitting parked on the bridge. We think those were the construction crews. They were a pothole crew that was filling in potholes, and those went into the water. They had flashing lights, so it was very clear that they went into the water.
And that's where search crews are looking now. They're looking in the water. They believe there's 6 people. They're all considered missing, unaccounted for. 1 person now in the hospital. You know, Baltimore is 2,100 miles away from Salt Lake City. And you may be thinking, well, that is so far away. How does this impact my life? Dave's got some information on that, because this is a major artery. What was it like? The governor said 11 million vehicles a year
passed over the bridge. Yeah, 35,000 a day.
Many of them transporting supplies.
Yeah, and when reporters asked Mayor Brandon Scott about the impact, he was frustrated with that line of questioning from reporters. Here's Mayor Brandon Scott.
We shouldn't even be having that discussion right now. The discussion right now should be about the people, the souls, the lives that we're trying to save. There will be a time to discuss about a bridge and how we get a bridge back up. But right now, there are people in the water that we have to get out. And that's the only thing we should be talking about.
The water is 41 degrees, maybe as high as 48 degrees right now by some reports. It would be a recovery effort, I'm sure, at this point. But this is a port that is incredibly busy. 52.3 million tons of foreign cargo pass through this port. $80 billion worth of merchandise. This is 15,000 jobs, 140,000 port-related activities, according to CBS News. It brings $3.3 billion of personal income with salaries and jobs to this area. So while we definitely respect the rescue efforts or the recovery efforts that are going on, there are thousands and thousands of people in Baltimore whose livelihood has just been upended.
Yeah, and because we don't live there, I've been there multiple times, I don't know if there's another route for people to drive, or if they've got to drive an incredibly, you know, long way around now. This will be going on, obviously, for many, many months as they decide what to do with the bridge. So certainly lives lost today, lives impacted forever after this incident. Understand that the cargo ship company has said that everybody on the ship survived. How'd you say how fast it was going? 9 miles an hour when it crashed?
Yes.
It's a huge ship, too. It is massive. We could see the video, just what it did to that bridge. It turned it into toothpicks, just toothpicks, twisted metal, now lying in the water. President Biden expected to speak any moment on that Baltimore bridge collapse. The moment he steps up to the microphone, we will take you there live.